Jason Anderson is the president of the Peace Country Classic Ag Show that's coming March the 7th to the 9th in Grand Prairie. He joins us on the line. Jason, thank you very much for joining us. At this particular point, as an icebreaker, how are things going as far as preparation is concerned?
Just like always, we plan a year in advance and the meetings happen and it's going well. Like always, it's nice when it's a constant, the show, and not too much change, so it's going really well.
Lots of events happening at this year's Ag Show. Some new events, I guess, if I'm reading this correctly. What are some of the events that are happening during the show?
Well, I guess we're updating our kids zone a little bit to make it a little more interactive. It's going to be something that's a little bit more exciting for the youngsters. Our horse program has added a little bit of a trade show in their barns on the Friday, Saturday. And the ski-joring, hopefully, fingers crossed, we have a little bit of snow for that. She's adding our director is adding a couch surfing event. So that sounds like it's going to be a pile of fun.
Okay, you've piqued my interest in this. Couch surfing?
Yes. So you take an old love seat and you strap either skis or snowboards to it and the team decorates it up and it's two riders and it gets pulled by a horse or a team. I'm not exactly sure if it's one or two horses, but it looks like quite a ride.
It does sound like quite a ride, that's for sure.
Yes. So that's the way we end the show on Saturday evening, is after the gates close, the ski joring happens in front of Gordon Badger Stadium, and the neat way to end off the festivities, I guess, as you would want to put it.
Mm-hmm. You say you've got a lot of youth events. How important is it to get the youth involved, especially in a show like this?
Well, we're so lucky. A lot of times we happen to hit this show on Teachers Convention in our area, so it's nice to get the youth out. It's just so important to get youngsters understanding where their food comes from, farm safety, and you know, you don't even have to worry about it as farm safety per se, as a child growing up in the city. So much of this stuff can go back to their regular lives too. So yeah, it is it's pretty awesome to see the youth there.
A lot of networking is happening, and a lot of fellowship during this show is happening for both you and adults, or for both youth and adults, excuse me. How important is the networking and the fellowship of the fact that, it's been a little bit of a long winter, but, hey, we're good to see you. Glad to see you come out in the spring.
Right, exactly. You know, it's always so good to see your neighbors and people that you may have met from years past from other communities that decide to come for a day or two and just wandering and seeing the local faces and old friends. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Really is.
How optimistic are you for a good turnout?
I do believe we shall. It's very constant, I guess you could put it, the way the show works. And I'm thinking optimistically, of course, that we'll have a very normal turnout to what we've had in the past. I don't think things will change a whole lot. This weather, I don't know. That's going to be, of course, all the chatter around it with the people, you know, but... I'm sure it'll be just fine.
I was also looking at the speaker lineup for the Classic Ag Show. You've got a lot of speakers from government officials to forest products to the ag industry. How good is it to get all the speakers out? And who are some of the speakers actually that are coming that are possibly going to make a splash at the show?
Well, a lot of the little seminars are hosted more by companies themselves that have their own speakers coming. So those, I'm not 100% sure of who they got, but our most exciting one, I guess, would be a very well-known rodeo announcer, Brett Gardner, who is coming to do a presentation on mental health and stress. I understand he's just got an absolute fantastic presentation, and so looking forward to that one for sure.
As I mentioned, you got some government officials in there, some ministers coming in there, some critics are coming in there. How much is this a chance to say to everybody, hey, what's going on, and what's going on in the legislature, and how much is the government willing to help?
Well, you know, it's always great when we get government officials come to the show. Sometimes we're lucky to have them. Sometimes they just can't make it work. And you know, if we have them show up this time, that sounds great. And, you know, it's just so important. I kind of feel sorry for some government officials when they come to these large events that they may get bantered so bad. But and others, it's really good for them to be there and see what's going on in an area. It really is.
The Peace Country Classic Ag Show is happening in Grand Prairie, March the 7th to the 9th. Jason, are you looking forward to it?
I sure am. And one thing I forgot to mention earlier is we're also still doing our Michener Allen bids from kids, which has always been a fun event. Kids bring food bank donations for exchange for fun money. All our exhibitors donate prizes. And Michener Allen Auctions out of Edmonton hosts an auctioning school, teaches these youngsters how to ring man and auction rattle, and then they all get a chance to sell an item, and all proceeds go to the Salvation Army Food Bank. So that's so exciting. So I'm always looking forward to that event. But yes, always looking forward to the start of this show.
Jason Anderson is the president of the Peace Country Classic Ag Show, coming March 7th to 9th in Grand Prairie. Jason, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.